The geometry of the place was all wrong. One could not be sure that the sea and ground were horizontal. You're listening to Cthulhu and Friends, starring Stacy, Mike, Fred, and Steph. I am your game master, Veronica.
Okay, I think that's everyone. Okay, kids, stand still so I can count everyone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Where's Trey? Trey! Trey! Oh no, he was in the bathroom. Okay, everyone, make your way across the street. The fire truck should be here in no time. Trey! Trey, are you okay? Where are you? Please be okay.
Well, how's Bells? I haven't seen you in months, Bella.
I've been doing some work out of the country. You know, just trying to do my part, make the world a little better.
You mean, you don't...
spend my summer breaks laying on a beach and working on my tan? I enjoy relaxation as much as the next person, but it's important to do what you can while you can. I just can't wait to see Kara and tell her everything.
Bella,
What is this? The slowest bus in the city? I gotta get to work. Get off the bus, lady.
Sorry. Hey, I'll see you soon. Bye, Morgan.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Jeez. It's cold. Never thought I'd say this, but it makes me miss the desert. Ugh. What the heck? Is that snow? This early in autumn? Ugh. Ash? I have a bad feeling about this. What? What happened? Excuse me, sir. Do you know what happened here?
Oh, yeah, there was a big fire about a week or so ago.
No.
They aren't sure what caused it. It was front page news. That was like an orphanage
or
something.
It was a foster home.
Oh, did you...
Did everyone make it out okay?
Afraid not. Sorry, I really need to be off. I'm already way over on my lunch hour.
Oh, Sure, thanks a lot. Okay, Belle, just keep your head about you. Who would know where Kara is? Maybe she's in the hospital and couldn't send you word. Come on, think.
Is that you, Bellamy?
Mrs. Emerson, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to see you. Do you know where Kara is? Do you know which hospital they took her to?
Oh, dear. No.
You don't know?
Bellamy, why don't we sit down on that bench?
No, I don't want to sit down.
All right, hon. Well, there's not an easy way to say this, so I'll just come right out with it. Kara's gone, hon. She died. I'm sorry to be the one to break the news to you, but...
No.
No one knew how to get a hold of you, and anything Kara had written down was surely lost to the flames.
I understand.
If it makes you feel any better, it wasn't the flames that consumed her. It was the smoke. In fact, the ambulance rushed her and the little boy to the hospital, but they just didn't make it.
Was there a funeral?
Just yesterday.
Damn it. This isn't fair. This isn't fucking fair. This isn't fair. What? Where the hell am I? Am I underwater? What's happening? What was that? What was that? Are those eyes? What is this? What the hell? Swim, Belle, swim! Get the fuck out of here! Wait, is that a person? That's a person! A man! What the hell? Am I dreaming?
No. You just happened to fall in here with me. Need a lift?
How are we talking underwater?
We are in between sleep and death. That time when your body is supposed to just do things on its own, but your brain thinks you might just be too sad to wake up. So, this is where it decides.
I don't want to die. I'm devastated, and Kara wouldn't want me to. I'm only 18. I want to live.
Okay. But you can't remember this. Here. Hold on to my waist.
Wow. I didn't think people got this ripped outside of magazines. Where am I? I can see. There's so much water in my eyes. There was a man. Hey, guy? Sir, are you all right? Whoa, what the heck is with that sky? Is this like a hurricane or something? Jeez, okay. Where's that guy? Dang. How'd we get way down there? Oh crap. No. No, 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 face down. Not moving. That's not a good sign. All right, you fracking Greek statue. I'm coming. God. How far is this? Running. Sand. Bad. Oh, I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Whoa. That was the biggest fucking bolt of lightning I've ever seen.
Hey, Ed. I don't like the looks of these clouds. You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm fine, but where the hell did this come from? I've been lifeguarding here since I was 14. I've never seen the weather turn so fast.
Yeah, bud, this is massive. Glad you're okay. All towers, be sure to sweep the beach. Lightning that big and the water getting choppy all at once, someone could get hurt.
Tower 3 here. Copy. I'm on it. Looks like this storm is rolling in from that island. I wonder why no one has ever developed that land. Jeez, cold front too. What's next? Glad I brought this jacket. Holy shit, are those people over there? I just walked this 20 minutes ago. Where do they come from? Hey, are you okay? Okay, ma'am. Oh fuck, this is for real. Okay, here we go. Pulse found, good. Chest is rising and falling, good. good. Airway is partially blocked. I shouldn't do this, but I think it's just... Oh yeah, seaweed. Perfect. So gross. Okay, airway is clear. Okay, ma'am, I'm going to turn you on your side. Don't be alarmed, I'm here to help. Ma'am, are you okay? Can you speak? Do you have any known injuries? My name is Edward, I'm a certified lifeguard. Are you able to move your arms and legs? Are you in any pain?
That's a lot of questions, Edward. I'm fine, really. I think it's him that you need to be worried about, though.
Huh?
Just right there, behind that rock.
Oh, crap. Can you run to that tower and get help?
Sure.
Excellent. I'm going to help your boyfriend. Just tell them that we're to the west of Tower 2,
okay? Oh, he's not my... I mean, yeah, I'm on it. Great. More running. Ugh, I really need some more cardio. I've got so much sand in my eyes, and my mouth tastes like seaweed. Ugh. Who was that guy? I hope he's gonna be okay.
Whoa! Where are you off to in such a hurry?
Sorry. Someone's in trouble. I'm going to that tower to call for help.
Oh, okay. I'll come with you. Or here, take this blanket. You're soaked to the bone.
Thanks. I'm Bellamy, by the way.
Clara. All right. You go to the tower. I'll head this way and see if I can be of assistance.
Thanks. Sounds good.
I've never seen her before. I wonder if it's Charles that needs help. That guy just can't stop drinking once he starts. Whoa, shit. Nope, not Charles. That lifeguard is wiped out.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Do you need help? What can I do?
Yeah, been doing compressions for a while. Need you to take over.
Okay.
Just put your hands right here.
Sudden rain, high winds. Less than ideal for fishing without rain gear, but better fishing for me. Forecast didn't call at all for rain today. Better be sure to write that down in the notebook. Fantastic! You know what I love most about my quiet time of reflection and fishing? Loud people. Oh, dang. Did someone collapse? Oh. This is the best fucking outcome for you, Todd. You're about to be a motherfucking hero. All right, I need to steal that... Oh, wait, no. Use that four-wheeler. Hey, bud, I'm gonna borrow this for a second, okay? Emergency.
Hey, that's my four-wheeler.
Sorry! Jeez, this is a lot more powerful than I thought. Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, that's a log, not a bridge, to the beach. Break, 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 break. Where's the fucking break?
Okay, you just put your hands here and...
What
the? Is that guy trying to jump down to the beach on an ATV?
What is he thinking? He's gonna kill himself.
Oh fuck, yes, sir, sir, I need you to lie still.
Oh. Ribbed.
Oh no! This is not how I want to die! This is not how I want to die!
Shit, what the fuck is happening?
What?
Where the fuck is that lady with help?
Oh, I saw her running to the tower. Help should be coming soon.
Great, I'm just a frickin' lifeguard. Okay, man, I need to go check on this other person. Use this to cover your junk.
Oh, right. Thanks. Go ahead, though. He needs your help a lot more than I do.
Hey, sir, are you okay?
Yeah! I'm all right. How am I okay? I'm okay?
That's great to hear, considering that you just propelled yourself off a fucking ATV into the scene of an emergency in progress.
I'm fine. This ain't my first rodeo.
Let me check you out just in case.
No, really. I'm good.
I bet you believe that, but, dude, your foot, it's not supposed to turn that way.
Ah! I'm gonna sit down right here. I'm definitely gonna need an ice pack.
Oh, dude, you're gonna need a lot more than an ice pack. Thank goodness, this scene was getting a little too intense for me.
Okay, Edward, what do we have?
Got a dude with a wobbly foot over here. Thank you for coming to assist.
What are you doing up?
I told you, I'm fine. I just took your jacket and tied it around the back.
I think you're supposed to tie that around your front, but... I mean, whatever you want, man.
I brought help.
Yes. Yes, you did. And... you saved me. You saved my life.
This woman saved my life!
Actually, it was this guy right here. Edward, right?
Yeah, Edward.
Nope. Definitely her. I'd remember that. I was drowning and she saved me. I was giving up, but... then she was there.
No, that's definitely not what happened. You saved me. I was the one who was drowning.
Undeniably false. Also, I think I'm done talking about this. Yeah. Definitely done.
You're in the forest, Med. You've just had surgery. Everything went swimmingly. We've put you in a room with your friend, Darius.
Sup?
Ah, hey. Wow, you're pretty.
Thanks, man.
Night-night.
Good night, Todd.
Mr. Darius, we'd love to have your last name on file. Your friends didn't seem to recall it when you were brought in.
Clem... Ugh, God. Do you, I can't. Do you have any aspirin?
Aspen?
Aspirin.
Oh, yes, right away.
Okay. Think. What's a good last name? Darius Hilarious. No, Darius Yogurt. No, idiot, come on. Pull yourself together. Come up with this. You got this, window. Bed. Todd, no. Clothes, curtains, rain. Bed. Stop just naming random shit.
Oh, shoot. Can you believe it? I ripped the hem on the corner of this damn clipboard.
Hem?
What's that, dear?
Hemsley. Darius Hemsley.
Okay, Mr. Hemsley, here's your aspirin. Now, why don't you try to get some rest?
Good idea.
Excuse me, nurse? Our friends, are they...
Oh, they're just fine. Just sleeping off the bit of twilight that stays with you after surgery.
Oh, good.
That's great news.
Yeah, perfect. I'm so glad they're okay. Todd is so lucky to be alive, you know? Falls are really serious business.
No kidding.
I really hate to say this, but I'm starving.
Same.
Oh, good. At least I'm not the only one. I mean, we can't really do anything here. Claire, do you want to get some food?
Sure. Oh, actually... I'm sorry, I can't. I don't really have the cash to spare.
Look, we've had a hell of a night. We deserve some greasy food. Why don't you join us, Bellamy? My treat. Honest.
I don't know.
Oh, I mean, if you're not into greasy foods, it's fine. There's plenty of healthier options.
Trust me, I am not one of those afraid to eat in front of others types. I will put it away. Gracefully, of course.
Well, the closest thing to us is the divine bovine, and you can pretty much leave Grace at the door.
Sure, let's go.
Cool. I love the divine bovine. Their menu is really great. They have something for everyone.
Never mind that they're connected to a gas station.
A gas station?
Yeah, it's really quaint, but the food is amazing.
You guys sure know a lot about this area.
Well, I've been lifeguarding here since I was 14.
Oh, wow, I didn't know you could even lifeguard that young.
Well, you can if your dad employs most of the staff and insists that you work on all school breaks. Builds a man of strong character with an unbreakable work ethic.
Wait, are you Edward Worthington?
The third. You got it.
You own the resort! Dang! My parents just had a couple timeshares out here.
There's a resort here?
Yeah. That and the university are basically all that's out here. Wait, aren't you staying at the resort?
No, just passing through.
Hey, Leo!
Edward, good to see you, my friend. Take that table over there, I'll be right with you. Order up.
And then I was like, what bear?
Shit, I'm the only one here. Again. Edward, come and get these plates for me, huh?
Be right back. Don't say another word. This is a great conversation, and I don't want to miss it.
You got it, Edward. But we agree that hamburgers are just better than hot dogs. Any day. Hot dogs are just gross meat tubes.
What? You guys are crazy. All food is good.
I really just thought I was on a prank episode of Baywatch because Exhibit A, hot dude is naked. Exhibit B, hot dude is bounding toward me. Oh, no offense, Ed.
None taken. He was hot. And then that was the second time I got crabs all over me.
So, I'm an artist. I mean, I try. I try hard.
Clara, do you have any crab paintings? I would totally buy a crab painting.
I've never had crab. It's just kind of...
Wait, you don't like crab? What about Alaskan king crabs? I love Alaskan. Soft shell, blue... So good.
They just look like bugs. They're messy. I just... not for me.
Guys, I love crabs.
Okay, kids. Can I get you anything else? I'm about to close the grill.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You're probably trying to close. Can we order two blasphemous bacon burgers to go?
Yep, two BBs with fries.
Okay, I'm gonna go settle up, grab the blasphemous bacon burgers, and we can go.
Sure.
All right, you both ready to go?
Yep.
Let's hit it.
Be careful, a lot of drunks on the road.
Seems to be letting up a bit. I hope the guys are actually hungry. It's pretty damn late.
I just hope they let us in to see them.
They will.
Bells, you said you weren't at the resort, so... What are you doing out here? There's literally nothing to do out here but college or lounging by the lake.
I don't know. I guess I came here by accident, and oddly enough, I am finding myself more and more.
Well, I've enrolled to be an art history major at Northview U.
Northview?
Yeah. Oh, right. So there's this island to the south of here, St. Paxton. It's basically always obscured by fog. But when you can see it, you have the north view. Get it? North view.
Yeah, the university is named after the town, but no one has lived on SP for like, well, maybe ever.
Definitely not since the invention of cars.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's basically not great real estate. If it was, my father would have snatched it up already and developed it.
Dr. Morrison, please come to the nurse's station. Dr. Morrison,
hello! Anybody feel up for visitors? With burgers?
Yes!
Yes, yes. Come in, get in here.
Shh, the nurse is coming.
Okay! Get in, get in!
Two blasphemous bacon burgers.
Oh, I'm so glad. This place has sinful burgers.
Mm, yes. I just came down for a week to check out the local area before school starts. Where is this from?
Divine Bovine. On the seawall.
Awesome. Well, I'm there.
So what are you studying, Todd?
Biology.
Oh, cool. My parents are both scientists. Infectious diseases.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we traveled a lot.
So, you're new to the mainland?
Mm. Yep.
Do you like it here?
You know, it's weird. This place is in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, I think I do like it.
It's cozy.
It really is, and that's strange considering there's a huge portion of it exposed to the lake.
The lake is huge, though. It really feels like an ocean.
Yeah, there's lots of amazing wildlife on Lake Hudson.
Gators?
Huh?
Never mind. So, Bells, you gonna stick around?
Yeah, and you is awesome. You should definitely register.
You go there, too?
Yeah.
The Performing Arts Center is named after his mom.
Damn. So you're, like, legitimately wealthy.
Well, it doesn't really help, in bringing quality friends. In fact, I find myself constantly avoiding people that I should be with, and even though today was completely bizarre, I loved it. Every second of it. You all just treated me like...
Like you were nobody. Like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Well, I just went through a breakup and I'm looking to delve into anything.
You know what? I'm gonna do it. I'm going to apply and hopefully I will be here too with all of you.
Yes!
All I can say is All I can say is I'm so happy that you all found me.
Honestly, it kind of feels like you found us.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I'm just so happy to have found you guys.
It's weird, and I'm probably stating the obvious right now, but it just feels like we belong together.
Mm. Oh, my gosh, these fries are to die for. Hey! Have you guys ever played Dungeons & Dragons?
Did you say Dungeness?
This episode was produced and edited by Hiroshi, and the theme was created by Rob Anderson. The cast and crew would like to thank the following folks for lending their wonderful voices to this production. Kara was voiced by Kata. Find them at crow_toes. The bus driver was voiced by Cody. Find him at CodeDude3. Mrs. Emerson was voiced by Ray. Find her at Mr. Unladylike. Tower 1 was voiced by Ariel. Find her at Shouting Titan. The nurse was voiced by Kelly. Find her at Might Be Kelly. Leo was voiced by Kieran. Find him at Mr. K_Bennett. The overhead speaker nurse was voiced by Rob, and you can find him at Potentially Rob. As always, you can follow the show at CAF Podcast, and be sure to check out some of the other Geekly Inc. podcasts, such as Drunks and Dragons, Brute Force, or Inks and Issues.